We're learning the laws of Hilchos Brachos, Siman Reish Dalid. The next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch tells us that kol ha'acholin v'hamashkim she'adam ochel, any food or drink which one consumes, shosel refuah. But the purpose of this is for refuah, for healing, for medicinal purposes. So the question is a bracha required? So Mechaber tells us it depends. Im tamam tov, if the taste of this medicine is good, and by you eating this or drinking this, you derive some benefit from it, then in fact, mivarch lehem tchila l'sof, a person will be required to say a bracha on these medicines. And therefore, one could certainly deduce from this the language of the Shulchan Aruch that if it's something in which there is absolutely no taste whatsoever, for example, one takes a capsule or a caplet, some type of a medication, a pill, a vitamin, a pill rather, in that situation, certainly a bracha is not recited. We mentioned before the question about whether a person who drinks water, whether or not a person would make a bracha if they're taking the water specifically just to swallow the pill and that they're not thirsty whatsoever, then you don't make a bracha on the water either. And we mentioned yesterday that if your whole purpose is, let's say, to swallow the pill and you take orange juice, you don't have any water, then certainly you do make a bracha on the orange juice. But it's only by water is the exception. It has to be that you are drinking it because you are thirsty. You have a desire to drink it. So in the case for taking medicine, you would not make a bracha. And on that medicine itself, it's only if it's something which has some type of good taste. And therefore, one could derive from this that, let's say, when it comes to certain vitamins, chewable vitamins, which, let's say, they have different flavors, then it certainly would stand to reason that a bracha shakol should be recited. Furthermore, when it would come to certain medications, certainly find this by children's liquid medication, that they make it sweet, so it a child will take it, so they won't spit it out. Also, there is some type of hana, and apparently, just on the surface, we'll see a little bit more in depth, that apparently the bracha, a bracha should be recited. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us like this. Ratzaloma. Afal pi she'enu ta'iv lahem klal. Truth is, even if it has a good taste, but you can ask yourself, why would I need to make a bracha on such a thing? I don't really have a desire to take this medicine, this certain sweet medicine. Veinu ochum elo machmas oynes chelyo. Happens to be, unfortunately, I'm sick, and that's why I have to take it so I feel better. The truth is, I wish I didn't have to take it because I was hoping I wasn't sick. So the truth is, I'm not really doing this because I'm enjoying the food. I'm doing it to rid of a certain illness. That's really my primary purpose. Happens to taste good, okay, fine. If it tasted terrible, then it was just in a pill form. I would have taken it that way to get rid of my sickness. So why should I really have to make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter. Kivan she'al kol panim. Hachech nehen mehen. The reality is, you are deriving hana from it. Even though that wasn't the primary purpose of you taking this particular medication, but since it does have some taste which is good, then in fact the bracha is said lafuke to exclude imhem ra'im she'ein lo hana mizeh. In the event that it's a medicine, something which is not good, doesn't taste well, and therefore there is no hana, no pleasure, no enjoyment in the taste at all. You don't say that, well, maybe the hana is the fact that I'm going to get healthy. That's not the category of hana when it comes to the requirement of a bracha. Certainly you're taking it for a positive reason, so that you're going to get healthy. But that is not enough for one to make a bracha. That is not considered to be hana as far as having to say a bracha on such a thing because it does not taste good. So, looking at some practical cases in which is brought down in Halachos and Brachos by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner, he says as follows, and some of the things which we can just derive on our own logic based on the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. He says, foods which are unpleasant tasting, and this is under the category of foods eaten for medicinal purposes. Foods which are unpleasant tasting, but are eaten for medicinal purposes, and he puts in parentheses, for example, mineral oil, do not require bracha. However, foods which are eaten primarily for medicinal purposes, but are pleasant tasting, such as herbal teas, cough drops, And he also uses the example of chewable vitamins are subject to a bracha. Then he gets into a question which is up to dispute. He says medicines such as cough preparations that are pleasantly flavored with a sweet syrup are subject to a bracha. So which means if you take a cough syrup which has some sweetness to it, he says that a bracha should be recited. But not everyone agrees to this. Who says a bracha should be recited? So he brings it on the bottom in the name of Rabbi Eliyashib. He feels that shitzarach levarech, certainly a bracha should be said, the reality is you are enjoying this particular taste. It tastes better than if this sweetness wasn't there. And we know the basic principle, a person is not allowed to derive any benefit from this world as far as food eating is concerned without reciting a bracha. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliyashib, it's necessary to say a bracha on such cough medication. However, then he continues and says, some poskim, however, rule that they are not subject to a bracha. And he brings, this is in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he is of the opinion that a bracha should not be recited on such cough medication. So the question is, who do you hold like? You hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you hold like Rabbi Eliyashib, so it sounds like they're both heavy hitters, if you will. So then what can you do to remove yourself of this suffix between these two gedolim? So he says as follows, it is advisable, therefore, to make a shahakol on a food or a drink and have intention to exempt the pleasant-tasting medicine. And therefore, to remove yourself from any suffix, if there is a medicine that you're not sure about, for you to take something in which the bracha is 100% a shahakol, whatever that may be, take a cup of orange juice or whatever other example you may want, and you make a bracha, and when you say the shahakol on that orange juice or whatever the thing is, you should also have in mind that in the event that it's necessary for one to make a bracha on this particular medicine, that it should be covered with a bracha that I'm currently saying.